digressing from a topic addressed in a previous show by reference of Twilight of the Idols or how to philosophize with a hammer. Whether or not explicitly decided upon, each individual has the choice of being or becoming, where the latter most often occurs through a continuous conscious effort, and the former most simply from complacency, choosing not to choose. However, by defining the path to becoming as requisite of a continuous effort, and as the guidelines of said path are not always blatantly apparent, it may be logical for one to conclude that falling off of it and into stagnation, whether temporarily or terminally, is both possible and common. Thusly generalizing from this conclusion, such lapses may very well come from a willed resignation, but both more elusively and presumptively frequent, unintentionally projecting into the abyssic world of the underman may also result from a misguided and dispassionate formulation of one's desire, or otherwise intent. Most simply following from this is the contemplation of applied versus purely conceptual philosophy. very briefly addressed. As an individual perceives himself as something, generally, this act of conceptualizing what that thing is and how it is associated with their overall idea of self is very much a step in the process of becoming that thing. However, it is a preliminary step, although the process itself occurs in iterations, as it fails to incorporate interaction with the world beyond the self, or simply idea as idea, rather than idea as will to idea. And again, although becoming is continuous, and the concept of self as thing and will to become that thing must be constantly reevaluated, confusing the first step to serve in lieu of the second, or in other words, considering oneself to be something because they understand it well enough to emulate, results in shortcoming, inest, no more than posing in the long run.
Oh!
one's will to become is most relevantly tested under adverse circumstances, exemplifying all here too with a briefly stated scenario. Consider an individual who views himself to be an embodiment of antinomian empowerment. From all available sources defining such a concept, they have developed an idea of what they want to become. One who can see through moral and generally emotional barriers to gain complete control over themselves and others. Following their development of this conceptual understanding, they then developed a means by which they can mold themselves into what they want to become. Perhaps through thorough study of the areas that they would like to have the most control over. Simulations of emotional extremity versus subjecting themselves to frequent mental and physical challenges and other such things. And in coming up with these means, based upon their perception, they are well directed on their path to becoming. But all such being is ultimately useless unless applied. Simply, this person is prepared to act in a powerful manner. But if, for example, they had to perform an important task, but then received information as to the death of someone close to them, and then fell into an emotional state of incapacitation, using this as an excuse to shirk their duties. All simulations of darkness have then proven to be ineffective by this dark reality, then perhaps making it difficult to regain the momentum of will that they once had.
Ready for some evil to destroy. Do you think with your crosses and your wavers you can destroy me? I am the king of my kind.